Well, actually, we're on.
I think we're off.
I'm way off.
Overall. We're just off.
Another fabulous introduction to Never Thought I'd Say This. Uh-huh. I am your podcast host, Jody Sweeten, along with...
I am Celia Behar. Are you going to tell them who I am?
Fabulous Celia Behar.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. I'm fabulous today.
Oh, I just showered. Today. Well, that's extra fabulous.
I put on deodorant, even.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you.
Right?
And you got new headphones. I think really... The people need to know that we have matching headphones now. And yours are on the light up function, which mine are not.
Yeah. We have kitty headphones.
I have to charge them. Yeah. But we have kitty ear light up headphones. Mine are actually Bees. Mm-hmm. Mescal got these for Bee for Christmas. And she has also bedazzled them. So I have little rhinestones on them too. Yeah.
They were pretty fancy to begin with too.
Saying.
Well, these are just mine, so I don't even know, because I wanted to match your sound, and it was the best way to do that was to get the exact same as you.
They're great. They're great. And we figured out, because apparently I am the loudest fucking person on the planet. Don't snort at me.
Sorry.
We had so many problems last time recording with me going into the red constantly on our little recording thing. And I think we talked about it on the show.
We did.
Because I'm too loud. Yeah. I can't. I project. I am an actor.
Yes, you are. And I speak on my vocal cords, which doesn't help.
Right. And I'm also loud. And I'm also have stuck my head in far too many speakers over the years. So I'm also partly deaf.
Did not think really that's what you were going to say, but that's great.
What did you think I was going to say? Wait.
Like, I stuck my head in far too many. I don't know.
What did you think? I've stuck my head in far too many assholes and now I can't hear.
That's exactly where I was going. I don't know.
I mean,
there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. Obviously.
I mean.
I know.
I get it. It's not like it wouldn't. It's not like it's out of the realm of possibility of things that I might say. So I see where you're going with it. Okay. It's not like it would be like, oh, my God, why would you ever say that? It's like, why wouldn't you ever say that?
I'm sorry. Anyway, yes. So to complete you're too loud. And so what did we have to do for you today?
So we had to switch the cord around so that the microphone of the headphones is actually plugged into my computer, which is sitting about 2 feet away from me, so that now finally I don't hit the red every time I open my mouth.
Meanwhile, I'm holding my mic like up into my face. Like I could eat my microphone to match how loud you are.
But the thing is you're loud too.
I know. So why doesn't it translate into, maybe it's just because it's my computer or.
It's probably where we're sitting too. I mean, I have a really well constructed home studio. So I feel like the sound.
You guys, she's sitting against a dresser with like knobs in her back. She's got a fleece blanket over her head.
I wish I had some knobs in my back.
Okay.
Long distance relationship is killing me.
Wow. I don't know how you're doing it. I mean, we could talk about
batteries.
That.
Lots of batteries.
Oh my God. So I was, wait.
I'm telling you, today
you're
is,
off.
I'm off.
Somebody was arguing on TV the other day. Who was it?
Arguing on TV?
No, it was one of the one of the talk shows. I think it was on HBO.
John Oliver.
John Oliver's show. Thank you.
Okay.
It was John Oliver was saying something about, you know, Amazon and you know, things that they're shipping out on Amazon that are not necessarily.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, the guy he said dildos. Right. He was like, dildos? Come on. And it was at like the press conference. It was the dude that started the, you know, the whole walkout at one of their New York facilities.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
And it was the dude that started the thing. And he's standing out there. He's like, they should only be doing essential supplies, like essential supplies or toilet paper. But dildos, come on. And I was like,
well,
look, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like I was
I was like, you start taking away people's vibrators that they need to get shipped.
Right. Buy a dildo, save a child's life. I'm just saying.
Buy a dildo. Yeah.
Save
your children.
Yeah. You don't know. I'm in a pretty fancy studio myself today.
Yeah. What is that behind you? That large blue thing? that's a blanket?
Yes, that's a fleece blanket. I'm in a closet as well. A fleece blanket. I've got a blanket shoved in the door, and I'm surrounded by couch cushions and I have a lantern.
She has you guys. Okay, so she comes into we FaceTime each other, and she I'm gonna take a screenshot right now of this so that I can post it for the internet to see. Hold on, no, you need to come up a little bit further. Your head, you see how far in the bottom of the screen you are?
Stand. I can't stand up. I won't be able to sit back.
Okay,
down.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh shit! Wrong button. Perfect. There we go. Okay, you guys. She is sitting in a closet, but she has this lantern.
It's not mine, but yes.
She walked into the closet holding this thing, and my first thought was the old man on the haunted mansion that's like standing out there like all rickety with the dog holding the lantern before you go into the cemetery.
Yes.
That lantern reminded me of that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also
Little House on the Prairie. I feel like
Little
that.
House on the Prairie. Uh-huh. Like, there was just a lot. Miner. It was like a gold rush miner. There was a lot happening.
It's a lot.
With your little mining.
My lantern.
Lantern there.
My
I'm
lantern.
Glad you. Your what?
I said, oh, my lantern. Hmm.
Oh.
Sorry, Candace.
Oh, boy. Well.
Yep. This is where
that
we've
part of the pandemic now where you're yeah
I am honestly
is there
losing
a like why is your why are you I can't see anything below your eyes.
Oh, I don't know, what if I
just tilt it down? Okay. There we
oh,
go.
Oh, that's okay. This oh it'll fall down.
Oh, that's right, you don't have a tripod. Sorry.
I don't have a tripod, I have a couch cushion. How's that? Sorry. Is that better?
That's better. That's okay. Better.
Yeah, okay. You guys, we are losing it. We're just trying to figure out what the day is of quarantine. I think it's like 34 or 35. It might be more than that. I did count.
No,
the other day.
I don't think. No, it's definitely not more than that. We haven't hit 40 days yet. I think we're in the early 30s. I think it's like 31 or 32.
It's past 31.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Nor do I really
I know.
Give a fuck.
Does it matter?
It's better if I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, I feel like I've been I was doing really well, so to speak, until the other day. And I don't even know what the never thought I don't know what the never thought I'd is necessarily. Other than, I guess, you know, it's like I never thought we'd celebrate, you know, any of our kids' birthdays.
Never thought I'd have to throw a pandemic birthday party.
Yeah, there you go. And that's what it is.
I never, like in all of my life, throwing a social distance birthday party for Zoe never was for any kid. Was
right.
Not something that I ever thought you would have to do.
No.
And of course, Zoe's birthday was on April 12th. It was mm-hmm. Easter Sunday this year. So it was, you know, it was a double whammy. Excuse me, I think it was a double
into
whammy.
Into our podcast.
I'm not burping. It was a very silent little thing.
Okay.
Excuse me. I drank a lot of water. Okay. Anyway, you know, I never thought I would have to do that. I never thought I'd have to like look at my kid and say like we're not going to really celebrate the way that we normally do. But it turned out to be one of the best moments that we've had during this quarantine.
That's awesome.
And it just, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you guys how much it meant to Zoe and to me and to Cody, her dad, and you know, to my parents and everything. Like her dad had come over and we surprised her with this big parade of mm-hmm. all of her friends and her teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her amazing teacher who came and joined the parade and all of her friends and all of her aunties, you know, some of my friends and everything. And there was probably, God, 15 cars.
Oh,
maybe,
I think there was
by.
More than that.
There
I think
more,
there was like 20. Yeah.
And it was just so great. Her soccer friends, her school friends, and everybody coming by and, you know, leaving flowers or a card or something. And she had no idea it was coming.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
And I had my mom on FaceTime.
Aww.
And everybody was honking and playing music. And she, it meant the world to her. We came back in the house and she gave me a huge hug, which Zoe's not like a super physically affectionate one. So like a big double armed hug from her is a big one. And she gave me a huge hug and she said, you know, Mom, it sucks my birthday's in quarantine, but that was really awesome. And I'll remember that. And, you know, and so for that moment alone, like it was worth it. I did something in that moment when she said that and thanked me. I thought I did my job. I created a moment that she will always remember out of something that was a seemingly, you know, hopeless situation.
Right.
And people showed up
and we had fun and we shared love, even though maybe we couldn't hug each other or whatever. Like, the love was there, and she felt it, and I felt it, and we all, it was just, it was wonderful.
So, Jody, I know that you've lost some weight, you know, recently. And,
yeah, you know, I have been trying to get back on my eating healthier and, like, working out. And, you know, I don't really care about weight, but it's more about how I feel and, right, like, what I can do at home.
Well, I found the weight that you lost, I think, a couple weeks back.
Yeah. Oh, did I leave it lying around?
Yeah, I think you did. I found it. I, you know, I just sort of fell out of my usual routine because of, you know, being home so much. And I have to tell you, it's Beachbody that got me back on track. Finding time to work out with the kids around all the time was so hard until I have, you know, got Beachbody. Their 21-day fix is honestly one of my favorite things, and it balances out my daily yoga practice, which I may or may not have blown off for a week or so also. yeah, I mean, having that cardio going with that stretching is just, it's so great. And they have,
oh yeah,
the best trainers, a huge history of success, the best programs. You know, you can work out on your own schedule, and you can access anytime, anywhere, which is what I love. I can do the workout on my computer, the TV, my smartphone, you know, everything. It's so great. I mean, I have it on my Apple TV. I kick the kids out of the room. I'm like, give me 21 minutes or honestly.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
And you know what I love too is they have workouts that are like as short as 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
That don't even, yeah. So it's like, okay, you know what? If maybe I can't get in my normal like 45-minute workout, at least I can do 10 minutes of something and I feel like I can get those endorphins flowing and feel a little bit better.
Exactly. And I yell at my kids less. Let's be real. When I feel better, I yell less.
Oh, for sure.
And it's the best deal in fitness. Listeners of our podcast, never thought I'd say this, can try it absolutely free. And I'm going to throw down again. I think I did it once before and say, you know, everyone should try the 21-day fix. I'm doing it. I challenge you guys to do it too. You will not be disappointed, and we can all get in shape together. I really, really want you to try this service because, you know, if you have a healthy body, you have a healthy mind. And as a therapist, that really means a lot to me. And I can tell you it goes very far. And right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text Say This to 303030. You will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text Say This to 303030 and get in shape with me.
And don't kill your kids.
Always.
I don't know what I was
expecting. Everybody was crying. Melissa,
yeah, I saw Melissa Cassani and I saw each other first when I passed by her. I stopped my car, looked at her. Melissa was one of the last people I saw in real life before quarantine because we ran into each other in Rite Aid and like gave each other a hug while we were like kind of getting supplies before everything like went down. I saw her first and I was like super excited because I got, Harper was with her dad and I picked her up to go and she was all excited and, you know, I'd opened up the sunroof. So she was like,
yeah,
had a good shot of her coming out of the sunroof. And, but I passed Melissa and the two of us looked at each other and just like honked and waved and I started to cry and then she started to cry. And then I looked up and Lynn and, Jody Suter were in the street and distancing from themselves with masks on, talking to Emma, who was in her car, and we all just looked at each other. And I, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see everybody. And this is so fucking horrible at the same time.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was be able to get out of the car and hug you guys. And then when we came around, it was so fun. And watching Zoe's reaction was like amazing. And she was so excited. And Harper's like screaming at her. And, you know, I'm yelling, like, you know, that we love her. And B was, you know, on the street in her onesie and being ridiculous. And, you know, Cody was so thrilled. And it was so fun. And we pulled away. And Jody Suter actually came by with Cassidy. And we had masks on because I wanted to give her some CBD. Jody, not Cassidy.
Yes.
And so we were actually like kind of talking for a while outside of my house with a gate in between us, you know, masks on. And, you know, it was in that moment that she said it first, but I had been thinking it like she was like, this is, that was so beautiful and it was so great. And this fucking sucks. And I didn't know how much it was going to hurt.
Yeah, it was and I've seen that, and I've seen other people talking about it too, like having these strange new experiences mm-hmm. that are our new normal and being so emotionally moved by them because it's so beautiful to see that we will figure it out as right. humans, as friends, as family, as whatever. We improvise, we figure it out, we make the best of it. We just kind of suit up and show up and do whatever we can to either make a day special for whether right. it's our kids or our grandparents or our parents or, you know, waving outside of a nursing home window to right. someone in there for their birth, like whatever it is, all these beautiful moments. But I've also seen people posting sort of that same sentiment of this is so beautiful and so wonderful. And I don't ever want to fucking have to do it again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want to have to tell my kids that everything's canceled again. I don't ever want to, you know, I went down to my parents to pick up Easter baskets and you know, the birthday presents. They left them on the front porch or whatever. And I pulled into the driveway and got to at least talk to my parents from their front door, you know, 15 feet away, 20 feet away. But I didn't get to hug them, and I didn't, and that, you know, it was so nice. And the same thing when you guys all drove by, like, it was so great. And it's been so nice to see other people like in like live, not over an right. electronic device or a screen, but you're like,
I know,
you're a person. Right. But at the same time, like there's something incredibly heartbreaking about the acceptance of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think, I mean, that's kind of what happens in huge crisis, though, is that you make it work and you figure it out and you make do. And yet you're heartbroken that has to be the way that it is.
Does have to be the way that it is. And I get that. I also realized, I think, in that moment, that, you know, or later, because I was like, I just went from being like elated at seeing you all to just falling into feeling so fucking sad and not really being able to like wrap my head around it and wanting to cry. And then, you know, that lasted for 24 hours at least. I mean, I was a mess on Sunday night and, you know, picked fights and was just being I was just jerk, honestly. Jerk. What? When do I call myself a jerk? I was a fucking asshole. I mean, let's be clear.
I know. It's like, what show is this?
I don't know.
Yeah. You were a meanie pants.
Yeah. I was, damn it. I mean, darn it. Jeez. I was a disaster. And I wrote you because we were actually supposed to record yesterday. And I wrote you and I was like, I don't have it in me. Like, I just didn't
have it in me either yesterday. I had a killer headache. I had like, and even today, like, I'll be honest, like, I'm just not.
Yeah.
I'm not my normal self. I'm not my stupid, whatever.
What is our normal selves anymore? I mean, and I realize this. You and I, for the last, I mean, and other than when you've been in, like, Canada, like, shooting things, or you're in New York for a week, I'm at your house at least once or twice a week and almost every fucking weekend for the last, like, 3 or 4 years. So to not...
Everybody is always at my house. My house has never been so quiet.
I mean, honestly. And for,
you know, everybody that out there that doesn't know, my house is sort of the gathering place. Right. It's the house. It's the spot. It's everybody's house.
Right. And I mean, the weekends I don't have my kids, I'm sitting on your couch and we're ordering food, you know, and maybe we've got four other people there, or maybe it's you and I, and we're eating a ton of dumplings and watching TV. You know, or it's the
kids. My house is, there's always people coming and going.
We have the kids. The kids are there and we're doing, you know, we're getting pizza or we're doing, like, it's so.
So it's been so quiet.
And it's so isolating.
Yeah.
Like, it really
and
is.
And I have these moments because I like being by myself.
Yeah.
And that's something that I haven't always.
Mm-hmm.
It's only over, I think, really the last couple years that I've started to really more enjoy just kind of doing whatever the fuck I want to do, you know, on the days that I don't have the kids and stuff.
Sure.
And I'm tired of that now.
Yeah.
Like, it's hit that point where I'm like, I just want someone else to come up with an idea of what we're supposed to do today. Like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I don't. And I realize, you know, and then.
And we're so lucky. We're not saying,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, like, I then have those moments where I just go, oh, shut up. Like, you don't get to complain. Mm-hmm. You don't get to have these feelings. And I think we all are guilty of that. And yes, while those of us who aren't
working in the hospital or aren't sick or don't have our families that are sick or aren't going, like there's so many things in the world that are horrific and tragic and heartbreaking right now. So I am fully aware that the things I am bitching and complaining about and the little annoyances of the kids, I actually love being here with that.
I know, me too.
Like it's, is it annoying to have to homeschool and yes and that, but we're having fun.
I'm just
we're
not
being
doing
silly.
It.
We're, be, you know,
I've given up on homeschooling. I don't care. I'm sorry.
I go back and forth. I'm trying. I'm really trying. Spring break these last 2 weeks has not helped. Like one
right.
being on spring
oh,
break.
Oh, right.
The other.
I was
like it's just our schedules are off. Day. It's people are staying up around here till like 2 a.m. Yeah. Like it's just all, we've just lost the fucking wheels have come off.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get us back on track. And I realize the things that we are complaining about that are, you know, they are inconveniences. They are not major problems.
No, we still have food. We can still get deliveries even though
exactly.
we have to wait
we still
for a
get
long
stuff.
Time.
Like
it's
this is not, you know, Anne Frank hiding in an attic. Like this is
although I do scan at places when I go to them to see as a Jew if there's some place I could hide in if I need to. I just want to let you know that. It is no joke. She's looking at me like I'm insane. I'm not even kidding. When I
really?
See all the time. When I'm in a house and someone's like, oh look, I have this attic or I have this crawl space, I'm always in
your
my head.
First
thinking,
thought is what if I have to live there?
I know, I think it's good to know if I had to hide there, I could do it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I was
hiding in attics.
Well, I'm Jewish. I don't know. And Trump is, you know.
I get that.
I'm sorry I said his name. Nobody send us freaking anything about the fact that I fucking said his name. It's fine. I get it. We get email. Don't be political. I'm not trying to be. I mean, I'm fucking sorry. A maniac is running our country. If you hate me for fucking saying it, and you're the same person that people. That wrote me about my love of Nancy Pelosi. I'm fucking sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, did we get a Nancy Pelosi email?
We got like 25 of people being like, we're mad at me for saying that how much I love her. What do you want me to tell you? She got the stimulus package, you know, passed to a certain extent. Whatever. It's not even what I wanted it to be. I fucking hate
they
Trump.
That's all right.
And I'm not sorry. Actually, I'm not fucking sorry. How's that? Did you just mute yourself? You muted yourself. I can't hear you.
I'm not either.
Oh, there
I
we go.
I can't hear you.
Oh.
Did you mute yourself?
No.
What did you do?
I hear you.
Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. I hear you too.
Okay.
Everything's okay?
Yes.
I just didn't hear you for a second.
Yeah, same here.
It's, you know what it is?
The ghost.
The fucking NSA, because you said Trump.
Ah!
That's it. They're now recording. We're on the fucking list.
We are on the list.
I don't
list.
Know what list, but there's a list.
And,
we're on the list.
Or it's the ghost
I hope
in
I'm
your house.
I'd love to be on the list.
Or
do I get a plus one?
I'm your fucking plus one.
It
could be your ghost in your house. You have a ghost, so there's also that.
It could be.
Anyway,
it could be the ghost.
I swear. I'm sorry I brought in politics.
No, but
I'll
I was just saying, like, it's okay. Don't fucking take it back. But
right,
it's whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just bitter today, so I hate everyone. But
I mean, honestly,
but
though,
no,
the whole thing.
We were saying that we realize that, you know, the things that we are joking and talking about are not life and death, and they're not. But at the same time, they are. It's the accumulation of these things, of these little things, for every person and parent across the, you know, the world right now that is dealing with this stuff. It's never the, you know, the big thing that's going to cause the meltdown. It's the 9,000 little things that all build up that eventually you fucking scream at everyone in your house like a crazy person because they ripped the paper towel off and there's a corner hanging on it and it doesn't look right. Like that's, you know what I mean? Like it is the things that need to be talked about because it is the stuff that makes you lose your shit.
Right.
Like I am looking around my house right now and I'm really struggling because I'm looking around and now, mind you, my house is clean. My house is very clean.
Your house
I am
is
a neat
clean.
Freak.
Yeah.
I am like, it's just, that's what
yes,
I do.
I know.
But it's not perfectly clean right now.
Right.
And I haven't felt like picking up, like there's, you know, shit on the counters. I made a cake. Oh, here I go. Burping again. I made a cake.
Yes, it looks great.
I did, you know, all this kind of stuff. Like, the kitchen's a mess. Like, things are, and again, mess by my standards, which is like, there's a cup and, you know, four mugs in the sink.
Yeah, and like some
crazy.
Crumbs on the counter.
Right. But it's those little things that are starting to make me feel
more and more out of control.
Yeah.
And that's what, and I'm realizing like all the, it's funny how when your normal, you know, coping mechanisms get kind of pulled away from you.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of in survival mode. Like all of a sudden I'm realizing all the things that I spend my time doing every day that are really just stupid little time wasting control-y things to make my life feel ordered.
Yeah.
And this is throwing all of that out of whack.
Yeah.
And it's fucking with me, man. It's really fucking
well,
with
it's,
me.
Well, it's all a lesson in letting go. And, you know, I mean, right. I think
the ultimate form of powerlessness.
It really is. And it's interesting because, like, I think I talked about this a little bit the last time that we talked. But, you know, I'm still working. And so I have a lot of clients. And like right. The other day, I had 6 clients, which is, you know, 6 hours of listening to people, which is a lot. Right. And I after I got off the phone, well, first of all, I made matzo ball soup while I was talking to clients because I didn't know what else to do with myself. So I was like, I'm going to make matzo ball soup. Because it's also like I had in-person clients and phone clients. Now I only have phone clients.
Right.
And so I can listen and, you know, kind of do stuff and feel like I need to sometimes. And then right. I cleaned my house with like a bleach solution top to bottom. Because I was feeling like that. And I mean, baseboards like got scrubbed right. and all that stuff because I couldn't deal with it. I also, you know, really needed to get the pee from the cat smell out of my house because she peed on my shoes. Remember that? So,
yes.
Yeah. So I did feel like a lot more organized once I did that and just sort of like, okay, right. I have a handle on this. But I don't. And then I took a shower and I sat on my couch and ate like a full bag of frozen fruit as I like to do, like, and just didn't want to talk to anyone or do anything. And I felt better, at least that like my apartment was clean.
Right.
But like, yes, like it's so interesting. And today I took an amazing yoga class with my teacher, Tiffany Frazier, and she made the entire class about attitude. And that the one thing that you have actual control of throughout all of this is your attitude. Right. And how
well,
do you
I always
set
say,
that?
And I tell the kids this, and I tell, you know, being in recovery and 12 steps up, you know, it's always, I tell people, I go, you get to worry about what's inside of your hula hoop.
No, that's cool.
So
like
if it's outside of, a hula hoop's distance of your, like literally anything beyond that hula hoop is out of your control.
Right.
Like you, and that's it. So I would tell people all the time, I'd be like, just stay in your hula hoop, man.
Yeah. I always say you keep your side of the street clean. That's one.
Well, yeah,
always,
same thing. It's the same, like, oh my God, my light went off.
Oh my God. Now she's in the dark. And I feel like I need to sing some.
I'm not even kidding you. The light just died.
Dude, she has a ghost coming
I'm
out
telling
of
you,
the dark. I'm going to sing again.
It's been charging. This light has been charging for
I'm
a
looking
day
at
and
like
a half.
At a black screen,
a
basically.
Day and a half.
There she is, kind of.
And on the little charging thing, and it was totally on, and it's like someone just turned the light off.
It's Trump. You're right.
Normally, they it goes us. And it like fades down and then it dies. Mm-hmm. No, this just totally turned off.
You're right.
Turn back on.
We've been flagged. And clearly,
that's it.
Everyone's going to screw with us from now on.
It's the ghost.
It is the ghost. Yeah, I don't know what to, you know, I don't know what to say. It's the yes. The ghost of quarantine past. When? What?
I don't.
There's
been
Spanish flu. The,
yes, from 1918.
Okay,
it's a very Dickensian thing.
Yeah,
it's just.
What's the ghost of quarantine future?
Oh, you don't want to see it.
No, I probably don't.
Don't even worry
it's
about
got
it.
Got a lot
yeah.
of dildos in it. I bet.
it just is a dildo. It's just a dildo wearing a sheet.
It's
over
all it.
It
is. It's a, that's it's all.
And
it'll
it
be,
just goes.
Well, that's where we've gone now. well, I, God.
But then I will say, like, I'm struggling today, and the last couple of days have been a little rough. Just haven't wanted to do anything, get off the couch, like, do whatever. But it was definitely a joyous, wonderful, bright spot in, I think, everybody's time to celebrate Zoe's birthday.
It really was.
So, like, I'm kind of in that place of just, like, going moment by moment today. Where it's like, you know what, if I look around, like after we finish recording this and I go sit on my couch, which I'm definitely going to do.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I look around and I just don't feel like rinsing the cups and putting them in the dishwasher or unloading the dishwasher or vacuuming the floor. But like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Just fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so
if
you're listening
agree.
Out there and you're feeling like you have things that you have to do, and you don't. You don't. Fuck it. Relax. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading, I think it was something that I don't know if you sent it to me or if I saw it on somebody's post on Instagram.
Was it the tree thing?
No, it wasn't the tree thing. But it was talking about some of the things that people might be going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, and I saw this thing, and it was like, if you feel like you can't motivate or like you're like telling yourself that you have something to do,
mm-hmm.
and you're stuck, almost mm-hmm. like you're buffering.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that's a sign of anxiety and stress and depression and all. And I was like, oh my God. I'm buffering. That's exactly what it is. Where I'm like, I start to go like, I'm going to go do some dishes. And then I start and it's just like the little spinning wheel of death is going.
Yep.
And it's like, I can't get off the couch and I just can't process the thought of washing a dish.
Well, it's,
and so
it's
I'm
that
basically now that's every time I start doing that, I just start going like, I'm just buffering.
That's a perfect way to look at it. I mean, it's that, and I think the other thing is, and I've talked about this a lot with my clients, is that, you know, if you have anxiety right now, like, you know, I uh-huh. have an anxiety disorder that I'm super open about. Obviously, I've had it my whole life, and I have cycling thoughts, and they, you know, they go and they go and mm-hmm. they go and they go, and it's the same thought, it's the same thought. And I used to try and stop it from happening, and I know to let it go and just let my thoughts cycle, tell myself it's a panic attack, and let it be. And usually, I'll come out of it. Here's the thing that I've been telling my clients is that, because they're all like, "Oh my God, I have so much anxiety. How do I make it stop? Why do I have anxiety?" Here's what's the good news is, right? When you have a panic disorder or an anxiety disorder like me, there's you know, synapses in your brain that aren't firing correctly. That's why you have them. Before the pandemic happened, I was just always on edge, and I have, you know, anxiety for no reason. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and we have
it's just constantly that feeling of
something bad's going to happen.
Right.
Right. It's like your fight or flight instinct, and mine misfires and yours misfires. So we're constantly like in weird caveman mode where we're like preparing for the Tyrannosaurus Rex that's around the corner, even though that's ridiculous. Here's the good news. If you're having anxiety right now, you should. You actually, your fight and flight instinct is right on target. Because the fact is, this is an anxious time, and there is actually a predator out there, and it is invisible and you can't see it. And when you're having anxiety about something, it's okay. Listen to it. Maybe it is that you touched your face and you know you're not supposed to. Maybe you went outside and got the mail and then you came in and you can't remember if you washed your hands.
Maybe you licked the mailman. I don't know.
Please,
like, who knows?
Please don't. Get a dildo. Amazon's still shipping them. Don't resort to licking the mailman. He probably doesn't want you to. Just saying. But, you know.
Maybe, who knows what sort of regrettable actions you take.
Right. But listen to your instincts is sort of my point with, you know, my clients right now. Like, I'm like, it's okay to have anxiety. You're right on. Like, it's, listen to it. Thank your anxiety for showing up. It's doing its job, honestly.
Right.
It's trying to protect you. Your brain is trying to protect you. It is telling you to be extra cautious and on edge for a reason. That's okay. Acknowledge it, thank it, and then move forward and do what you need to do to make yourself feel better. Wash your hands an extra time. It's not going to hurt. You know, like, read an article about, I don't know what, you know, anti something is coming. I don't know. Antivirals coming out possibly or whatever. There is hope out there.
When you said that.
Anti-Semitism? No, don't read about
it. No, I was like, anti who?
Celia. Anti-Celia. It's always anti-Celia. Read an article about anti-Celia.
You were like,
find
read an article about anti, you know, they're coming soon. I was like,
oh my God. Yeah.
I'm telling you. No, I can't. This is
where you're at.
This is what's happening in my brain is things are not making sense, or I will say something that doesn't make, like, is apropos of nothing.
Uh-huh.
But just constantly like feeling like, where did that come from?
Like random.
Or talking and having no idea what.
Is there
like
a dog barking on your side or is that on my side? Does everyone hear a dog barking? Like, they can answer me. Never mind.
I did.
You heard a dog barking?
I did.
It wasn't Darwin?
No.
Oh.
It's the ghost dog.
Okay. It's Ghost of a Dog.
Everything's
a,
the ghost.
That's an Edie Brickell album. Ghost. Ghost of a Dog.
It's the,
no,
yeah,
it's over. It's dog. On it's on my side. It's fine.
Okay.
Sorry.
What were we saying?
I don't fucking know.
But see, this is what I'm just in a fog. And it's, but I have been seeing things like that and reminding myself of that. Like reminding myself, you know, there's nothing wrong. You're not falling apart. This is exactly the stressful situation that your brain has been hyping you up for, you know, yeah. for years, except now it's just running rampant and there's nothing, you know, there's nothing you can do to calm it down, even though it's going to be okay.
It's it and it is. And there is hope in a lot of ways, you know, and I think that's the thing. It's like it's OK to search for hope right now and find it in the small places that you can find it. If it's that, you know, the national parks are seeing, you know, bursts of wildlife come back, which is
yeah.
amazing. You know, like I was just reading about that.
Yeah. We'll ruin that pretty soon.
Oh, though, I'm sure.
Once it reopens.
Listen,
we're just going to ruin everything again.
I don't know if you saw the article about the medicines happening in Israel, but like, you know, Israel is leading the charge here as far as, right. you know,
well, Israel, I mean, they do a ton of medical research and
they do,
that,
and
so
they have
huge.
Found something that's happened. They have not had nearly as many deaths from COVID as the rest of the world. And they are, they have found something that seems to be working so far. And
wow.
people can Google it. And I believe it's placenta based, but I'm not totally sure. But it was interesting to read that. And again, like, you know, pharmaceutical companies are working overtime to try to figure out how to help us. That being said, I certainly, as much as I want the country to open back up, I don't want to be in a place that, you know, Japan got into, or then
right.
we open up too early.
Well,
and
I just reposted that article on my Facebook.
I saw
that. And that was actually what happened in the 1918.
I know.
Was it was not the when we think of all of the deaths, it's not from the first wave.
Right.
It's from the after the quarantine mm-hmm. ended and people came out again. That second wave was huge. And,
right.
you know, I don't say that to like freak people out and stuff, but I think, you know, people really need to understand like that was what happened. And that was
right.
why so many more people, you know, were wound up suffering from that Spanish flu. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just each day is like just trying to get through.
Yeah.
Just trying to get through. And I know we keep talking about it, but I feel like this is what's on everybody's mind right now is how to survive and get through it while not completely losing our minds.
Right.
It may be too late for me, but
I was gone before this all happened.
But I was holding on by a very thin thread anyway.
Yeah. I mean, forget it. It's just the end.
Okay, so I have to tell you, the Mother's Day gift that you got me is amazing.
You liked it?
The Ember Wave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I was running around the house doing chores and cleaning and whatever, and I had that little thing on my wrist, and it instantly kept me cold. Like, it was so much nicer than having to stop and, like, cool myself down.
Yep.
It was just great. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Well, you're totally always running hot, as you've, you know, told me 1,000 times, and I've
yeah,
seen it happen.
I'm constantly like, is it warm in here?
Right. So you needed something that could cool you down, and that's why I got you the Ember Wave. Because it's amazing, and it, like, you're finding out, you know, it can make you either hotter if you need it to be, or, you know, you need to be, or cooler if you need to be. And it's just, it's aiming for a temperature that's comfortable for you at all times, which is, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be comfortable at all times?
I mean, I love it. I'm going to try it out on set too, when I like, because it's always freezing.
Oh.
So I can use it to like keep myself warm too.
That's
so
amazing.
It's great.
And how much do you love it? Like, all you have to do is, you know, a little press of a button on the Ember
it's
Wave.
Just, you push the button mm-hmm. and you can see it's either blue for cool or red for hot. And you can tap it as many times as you want, and it'll keep like restarting over and over to cool your wrist down or warm it up. It's so great. Even the kids have enjoyed it. Bea took it the other day. We went out on a walk and she was like, can I use your Ember Wave?
I love
so,
that.
Yeah. So she had it and she was loving it. Yeah.
Have you tried the fall asleep mode yet? Because that's pretty amazing. The fall asleep mode can help you maintain a comfortable temperature as you drift off to sleep. That's one of my favorite things about it.
No, I did not know about this.
Yeah.
Well, I do know it was invented by 3 MIT scientists.
Mm-hmm.
It won the pitch for AARP's Innovative in Aging Award. So mm-hmm. I guess, you
We're
know,
old.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
I am too.
Because you know what? I'm getting hot flashes, and this thing keeps me cool.
But, yeah, but so, your kid wanted it too, so it's good for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So if you too would like your Ember Wave so that you can stay hot or cool depending on what you need, you can give the gift of thermal comfort this Mother's Day. Take $70 off the Ember Wave now during their site-wide sale. Go to emberwave.com/say this to redeem this offer. That's emberwave, EmberWave.com/say this for $70 off your Ember Wave and stay cool.
Woo-hoo. I think I'm going to out myself from something today. Yeah, I think I'm going to do it. All right. While in quarantine, I'm going to say this to everybody that when you're with your loved ones, your kids, your significant other, anything like that, and I give this advice to my clients all the time. Try to make time to do special things like dress up. You know, I don't care if it's, you know, with your kids or whatever, like have a fancy dinner, do something nice to break up that monotony and remind yourself, you know, that that's so great. Because I think part of what's happening is like we're talking about not being able to like socialize with each other. And it's so easy to stay in your PJs and, you know, let the kids watch TV and, you know, not do anything all day. It's also really easy to let your relationships, go to pot, especially if, you know, you can't go on dates anymore. You're not going on dates anymore. So what I've been saying to my...
Well, I'm sort of used to that.
I know you are. But
he and I have been FaceTiming a bunch more, which has been really nice.
Well, and my advice to you guys would be, you know, FaceTime one day where you guys order food at the exact same time or you're watching a show at the same time and dress up and have him dress up, like look nice for each other. So at least you can do that because you guys are in different states just to keep it going because you guys always do see each other as much as you can. This is the longest, I think, that you guys have gone since you started your relationship.
Yes.
And, you know, it weighs you down, and having something to look forward to, I think is very nice and makes us remember how important it is to be social and to go out and to feel like a person, and, you know, and our kids feel the same way. Like let them get dressed, have a nice dinner at the table, light a candle. They'll get so into it. And so I give that advice a lot. So somebody heard me giving that advice in my life.
Would you just say it for God's sakes? My fucking God. Your boyfriend.
Yes.
Yay. Celia has a boyfriend. Yeah. And we like him. Okay.
Yes. Anyway. Yeah, and he's great. And we've been together for about 5 months now. And obviously I'm very private and quiet about things like that. And I have not had an easy time of dating.
We need to talk about the most important thing here is that I haven't met him
yet. Yeah. And Jody hasn't met him, which is crazy.
Because it didn't work out like before quarantine.
Well, you were away. I was away.
Right. Things happened. Yep. And then there quarantine. Was a couple opportunities. And I think it just didn't happen. It was like, you guys were going out somewhere and it was late. And I was like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. You're not coming. Yep.
And then the quarantine happened. And so I have yet to meet him.
You have yet to meet him. It's true. But
he did something very cute for you the other night.
Yes. Yeah, so he hears me say that to my, you know, clients all the time because I'm at his house a lot and I work from his house sometimes. And so I'm in his house right now. I'm sitting in his closet. I'm going to come out of my boyfriend's closet later.
Lantern.
Hence the lantern because he's apparently 900 years old and has a lantern. I don't know. I'm surprised he didn't just like yell at me again and be like, shut up. he hears me and he, when I was back with the kids, wrote me and was like, when you come back up here, why don't you bring like something, you know, nice to wear, like bring a couple options and I'm going to make us dinner and we're going to have a date night and we're going to dress up and like, you know, and we did that the other night and it was so fun and it was so nice to have that. Because here's the thing, like we hadn't been dating that long before this happened, you know, so it's been, this last month of our relationship has been that. So we're hitting 5 months this week, I think. And, you know, you think about the fact that I actually, you know, don't have my kids every other weekend. And so we hadn't really been able to even go on very many dates, honestly. And so for that to be able to be like a thing, I'm very grateful for. And I don't care if you've been married for 20 years, you should be doing stuff like that. and include your kids. And also at sometimes don't include them. Don't eat with them on a Friday night, some night, like have them go to bed, shower, get dressed, light candles, like have a night with your significant other and remember what that's like, because there we can't go out right now. We can't go to restaurants. And if you can order in, you feel comfortable ordering in, do that and support a local restaurant as well, because I think that's the other thing that's like, you know, really hard. And that being said, you know, I will also say that my never of this is, you know, I introduced my children to my boyfriend. That was new.
Yay! Like,
and I was very grateful that they also got along and get along. And you know, and there's weird things that are being that happen in this situation. Like, I don't think I would have done that as fast necessarily. I mean, not that 5 months is fast, but it felt fast to me. But like, life changed all of a sudden and things became very clear of like what you have in front of you and what's important. And, you know, it's like we play these games, I think, as humans, as of like, you know, oh, someday I'll do, or in the future I'll do. And all of a sudden we were put in this position where it's like, you're going to do now. And I just said this to my boyfriend Dustin the other day. Like, I was like, I think about this Oprah episode. I know it's Oprah. Shut up. But shut up. It all comes back to Oprah. It's fine.
Okay, it's all right.
But I remember her talking years ago about how she used to save her fancy bath salts. Like, you know, you get like something like...
I do the same thing. Well, I'm like, I'm going to save that.
But
why?
Why? And like, being like, why are you saving that? Right. And it's like, you know, in the dating game, it's like, well, I can't text first and I'll do this, I'll do that. It's like that all went out the window once it was like, hey, like we're going, you know, like, so...
It's nothing, right? Yeah, exactly. Right. You know I'm not busy. I know you're not busy. So fuck it. Just text me. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Like, and but that's put such an interesting, you know, point on things. And I'm not saying, you know, go and get married or something. I'm not doing that. I mean, I'm not you, but I just I can't believe I just said that.
Wow.
I can't believe I didn't take it out. I only cut that out.
Uh-huh. The quarantine truth comes out. Fucking whore over there, getting all the dick, making all the fucking comments. Now all of a sudden, take it out on the poor fucking dildo holding lonely girl over here. Thanks, Celia.
Everything has gone so wrong, as usual. Emily, I swear to God, cut it all out. How many minutes are we on? Can we just stop?
It's like 40 minutes. We need.
We're at 45 minutes, and I don't know what you just called yourself. What did you say, dildo? What?
A dildo holding lonely girl.
That is the title of this episode, right there. Right
dildo
there.
Holding lonely girl.
The dildo holding lonely girl title of the episode, as well as the title of your sex tape, but whatever you wanted one.
Oh,
and
God.
It'll just be you standing there with the
not,
dildo.
But... God. No. No.
Oh my God.
No, and you know, it's funny, Mescal and I keep joking because he is moving out here and was planning on moving out here in July before this whole pandemic thing. But
which is also
big news. Just keep joking that I'm like, just soak up all the alone time you can now, babe. Just enjoy it, because it's not, you're never gonna get it back. So really, it's just quarantine by yourself, because the rest of your life is gonna be just me and two children.
Yeah, he's just gonna be looking back on his quarantine life like,
yeah, exactly, like, oh, I miss doing nothing, right, but alone.
Now there's two children and oh my, yeah, he has no idea what he's gonna be moving into, of course.
No, he does.
He does. He's great, and he's great with your kids, and they love him.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they?
But it's you know, it's just funny. All like, just life is
weird.
Life is different for everyone.
Yeah,
it's fucked, and it's different, and it's weird, and it's lonely. Even though we can still see people, there's something about not being able to hug the ones we love that makes us all harder.
Yeah. I think I wrote you yesterday, right? I was like, I just want to be sitting on your couch with Chinese food and watching movies and laughing until we cry. And I hate that I can't do that.
Right.
Yeah. And I can't.
But we'll get through. We will get through. This will be over someday.
Someday.
And we will manage. And in the meantime, we will be recording from our high-tech studios here in the heart of the valley. And
I'm actually in Highland Park. Look at me, all fancy.
Ooh.
I know.
You.
I know.
Getting out in the world.
Well,
what's it like?
I get in my car from like? One apartment and I drive to a house someplace else.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And exactly. I drop my kids off in between. That's my big adventure. That's a big adventure.
More adventure than I'm having. So I know.
But, you know, like we said, dildos. Always dildos.
Yep. That's always.
Also, it could be the title of this episode.
Oh my God.
Dildos.
Let's just fucking stop this before it gets terrible.
Before it gets terrible?
Well, before it gets more terrible.
I apologize for making that joke. That was stupid.
I want to reiterate to our listeners that this is what happens when when we are so dedicated to giving you the show that we will continue to do it despite having fucking nothing to talk about because we're not doing anything, no guests, and only mildly amusing.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, Never Nationers. And yeah, that's it. Just fuck me. What is that? I don't even know.
I don't either. I don't know. I just hit my head on the lantern.
I wonder if anyone else will find this funny. No. Probably not. That's okay.
I wonder that about our show all the time.
I wonder how many listeners we're losing right now.
Well, I said the T word earlier. I think we lost some then, and it's fine.
Like, it's okay. Anyway, right. Before I say something even worse.
I don't know.
This dildo hodling lonely girl's going to go sit on her couch and watch some more TV alone.
I'm going to go sit with my boyfriend and I'm not going to go any further than that. you've already gone there for me. So I'm going to leave that alone.
Yep. Oh, well. I wonder by the end of this quarantine, like if I give this little fuck now, like what's going to happen by the end of this?
I mean, we're just like,
I'm just going to be FaceTiming you naked. What's going to happen.
Well, you realize that the next episode that we do, I will have attempted my wax because.
Oh my God, I cannot fucking wait.
You know, I got it all the other day, but I can't do it.
Oh yeah, you sent me a picture.
Yeah, but I can't do of the wax, not of wax on my vagina. I have not tried that yet. Just so we're clear, I didn't show her that.
Not that you wouldn't, though. Let's 100%
going to. I mean, Jesus. That's going to happen. But I can't do it at Dustin's house. I mean, come on now. Like, there's no reason that my boyfriend needs to be around when I try to do this. It's not something that needs to happen.
Well, I mean, unless you have an unfortunate waxing accident. Yeah.
No, I'm...
A waxident. Oh my God, fucking Jesus. Just take me out back.
If I have a waxident, we're going to break quarantine and I'm coming over and you're going to have to help me. I don't know. I'm just going to leave it on there. I already told you that. It's just going to seal my vagina shut and it'll be fine.
It'll be like one of those old school like letters that you would send and just stamp your initials into it. Right.
Ooh, I do want to
seal a letter with it.
I kind of want to do that just to see what would happen, but I won't.
Oh my God. Let's save everyone the details and let them go away from us.
We will talk about it when I do it because I will have to say it.
We love you guys.
Thank you
for listening to whatever the hell just happened. We're trying to do our best, you guys, but it's just not. it's just not our best. But it is. It is, though. I think it is.
It's all we got. It's all we can do.
You know, that's a great way of putting it. It's just all we've
got. It's all we got.
So,
sorry.
Anyway, Never Nations. Never Nations. Never Nationers.
We got to do our social media. You want to do it?
I was about to.
Were you?
That was my segue. That was where I was going.
So, I don't know how I missed it.
Ruined now. Now it feels like I'm only doing it because you told me to. Great. Anyway, where I was so rudely interrupted by Ms. Behar.
Yes.
If you want to hit us up on Instagram or Facebook, it is at Never Thought I'd Say This.
Yep.
And if you would like to email us your amazing quarantine stories, your not so amazing quarantine stories,
dildo stories.
You think that we suck, your dildo stories, how much you love Nancy Pelosi, I don't know, whatever. Just email us all of these things. And you can do that at Never Thought I'd. proton@protonmail.com.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
I fucking can't That's remember great. Anything else, but I can do that finally.
It was good.
Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us today. We hope you enjoyed it. If not, come back next week. We'll try and do better. And remember, you guys keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids. Jesus.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.